again, and welcome to the LK Report, the official podcast of www.legallykidnapped.com, and the only show keeping track of the current events that help to take a bite out of the public image of the idiot and government-funded child trafficking system, or rather the child welfare systems of the entire world. Today is Tuesday, April 17th, 2018, and here's what we got going on for you today. In Colorado, the wannabe adoptive parents of stolen children are living in limbo after the adoption agency they hired suspended operations. A couple from Eagan, Minnesota are facing first-degree manslaughter charges for the beating death of a 3-year-old foster child. In Cherokee County, North Carolina, a class action lawsuit against the child protective industry is moved to federal court after they potentially moved hundreds of kids from their homes illegally. Attleboro, Massachusetts, police are looking for a 16-year-old foster child who fled the court. In England, a judge rules that they must remove a little boy from life support in total opposition to the parents' wishes. Police in Brazil arrest a foster parent who turned out to be a pedophile from Australia who was on the run from police and who made a new life living under a fake identity. In Australia, a mother who was accused of child abuse wins $4,500 from the child protective industry after they illegally gave information to her employer, which got her fired. A second arrest has been made in regards to the historical child abuse of boys in a Sydney, Australia group home. And in New Zealand, fathers who are fed up with being cut off from their kids in child custody cases are now protesting outside the homes of judges. And those are the top stories on www.legallykidnapped.com today. Be sure to check back tomorrow for the next episode of the LK Report. And until then, this is your host, LK, over and out.